What up, though, y'all? On Match Mat right now, we're having Black Student Union. We're going to talk about, you know, what blackness means to us. How do we love and support our blackness? Also, we're going to talk about white people, y'all. If y'all ain't think we was going to talk about white people, y'all confused. But we keep it centered around us because that's our main importance and that's our main focus right now. So the Black Student Union of Bowling Green State University is here, and we're going to be ready to go. Peep it. Match Mat, baby. What's up? What's up? What's up? We're here on Match Mat with the amazing Black Student Union. Please, Black Student Union of Bowling Green State University, introduce yourselves.
Which way are we going?
We going this way, baby.
My name is Clayton P., a.k.a. Zulu. A.K.A. Shaka Zulu.
Okay.
A.K.A. Zulu the Abstract. I'm one half of the public relations chair.
Okay. My name is Joshua Moore, and I am a co-external affairs chair.
No name. Not J Money, no. J More Money. I'm gonna call you that.
Well, Eastside Joshua, you can call
you
me.
Know.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Troy,
you know.
Yeah. Other than that. All right. My name is Kyle Smith. I'm the vice president. Wave guy, Kanye West son himself. I mean, Saint is there, but it's always me, so you know.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm Zarina. I'm the political action chair. You can call me Z, I suppose. That's fine.
Okay. I'm Angelica. I'm the treasurer of Black Student Union. And call me Jelly.
Okay. So many people with new nicknames that I'm sometimes just now hearing besides a couple of these. Okay, I can't pinpoint ones I don't remember anymore. It's been a long day.
The reason why I said mine is because like every time we are on like Kahoot, I just be throwing them.
Oh yeah, I got many
I just be throwing them names in there.
Bro, so. do people call y'all by y'all nicknames like out in public who don't know you, like on Twitter handles and shit?
Weird. It's very strange.
Hey Colin, I know. Right.
I feel like if you don't know me, you can't just take off the other half of my name. Like you can't just call me Z. I don't, you don't know me, man. Like,
I can tell if they don't know me because they're like, hey Gelly.
I'd be like,
so he's ready.
Somebody.
So you don't even know me, B. You don't even know
me. Do you know my mama name? Oh my God, you gotta earn this trust. You gotta earn to call me my Twitter handle. Somebody was calling me TD Bates. I was like,
no,
I was so, bro. I was sitting here, was like, it was like, oh, you TD Bakes. I was like, who is that? And I was like, oh. I was like, okay, I be forgetting sometimes, y'all. But what's going on in y'all world? How y'all living?
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's happening.
It's happening. Now tell us what's happening.
He won.
Speak the devil. Speak the devil's name. Speak up about Voldemort real quick.
President-elect. Donald Trump will be the leader of the free world for the next 4 years.
I just threw up everywhere.
it's just scary. Like, the people really vote for him, and like, that says a lot about the world we live in. Like, I feel some type of way because like, I'm happy I grew up with a black president. Like, I get to see that, you know, black people can do anything. Like, we can overcome anything. But I'm like, back faced with the harsh reality of the fact that we still live in this cruel realm. Like you were saying, like it's like 1956, but we just got iPhones now. Like,
so we can see everything.
Like, we can see everything.
I've been on Twitter and I've seen so many incidents of people, like, he hasn't even been the presidential elect for like a week yet. And I've seen so many incidents of racism since he's been in office. And people have said, like, I love Trump. This isn't what was supposed to happen. I'm like, I don't. Like,
you think what happened?
No, that is. Like, that was what was supposed to happen. Like, literally, when he said make America great again, that's what he was talking about. Those were the good old days. Like, this is what he wanted. Like, I don't think people are understanding. Like, we're
and you gotta want to know what the good old days is. Watch the 13th on that.
With your woke day.
I think for me, it was just like, I honestly felt like this was. These people like this was always around. So it wasn't a surprise to me,
But at the same time, like, even if you look at the last 48 hours, I'm kind of scared for my best friend who goes to a private liberal arts college, who she's very scared. And she's usually all about, you know what, nobody can't try me. And she's also from the east side of Detroit. And so, so right now she's calling me and texting me, like, I'm scared for my life. There's a lot of discrimination happening at my university. So right now I'm thinking about her nonstop.
I don't know. Like, I mean, it took me a day just to process it, really, because I'm like, you know, I was just sitting there watching the news. I'm like, yeah, this is really happening. But I mean, the way I look at it now, I feel like really, like, President-elect Trump is like the last, like, great white hope for a lot of, like, Republicans, like old Republicans, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's kind of we, like, what everybody pretty much said, like, we just going back in time. It's like, With a country that's been changing really since, like, the Obama years, still, you know, it's like we just took hella steps backwards now. And it's going to be very, it's going to be like a very, like, odd, like, bleak 4 years.
I've heard people say that this was kind of like almost America's way of punishing us for having a black president for the past 8 years. Like, this is almost like a, well, this is what y'all get. Y'all had y'all president, now it's time for us to have ours. So it's kind of just like, I don't know. Like, that's just, this is, I don't know.
That's an odd level of resentment. Yeah. Like, you know, like, here, we gave you this. So it's like we didn't really earn it. Like, right. We, you know, we gave you your achievement. Now you suffer because now it's our turn. Like, how do you resent somebody so much that you take that next step to make that go through such a powerful level? Like, not just being an asshole to people that you know, but, like, really hurting people. Like, getting people hurt, having people scared and uncomfortable. And so my question is, like, what do you all think we do next?
I was just, like, tweeting about this.
You talked about it yesterday.
About it. We just got to get involved in our communities. And I'm looking right at this camera, too. We need to get involved in our communities. You need to join the local organizations. You need to be more involved in your community organizations, community watch groups. You need to find out what's going on within the city councils. Like, we need to work at the local level so that when it's 2018 and it's time to get people in the Senate, the House of Representatives, whatever, we get the right people in there. Because right now, it ain't the right people in there. So, we got work to do. Like I said, millennials, we can do this. Juel Jones, he did it. Mm-hmm. 21 state rep for Michigan. It's possible. We don't even need the qualifications. My man's literally has just the age as his qualification. I don't see anything. How can he qualify to be president? Like, I don't see it. Hillary, she had the whole resume. She was this, she yeah, did she this, like, and all that.
She was qualified, right, she while was qualified. He was eligible. Eligible. He literally right. just, you know, right. he wasn't a felon yet.
That's or, you know. Thank you so much. That's so much because she worked. She worked. Like, for years.
Behind her husband.
Politician. Literally, behind her husband for years. He still won. So, like, if a white woman can't even, you know, like, can't even get equal, like, I'm not going to get nothing. I'm, like, African-American and I'm a female. So, like, I got all eyes against me. Like, really. Like, I can't even have an abortion. Like, I can't be gay. Like, y'all going to torture me and, like, make me not want to be gay.
Yeah, like,
this
is literally for conversion therapy. Like, it's crazy. People say, like, okay, that's say wrong. That's Trump gets in prison or something happens with that rape trial he got going on and he can't get an office, then we get Pence. I feel like Pence is worse. Like,
yeah.
Pence is
oh,
like,
yeah.
Pence is worse. So we literally get shot either way. Like, we can't, what are we about to do?
I'm the optimistic one. I'm not, yeah, like, I feel like that's not what we should take that route of, like, giving up. That's giving up right there. Mm-hmm. We have to really put in this work and work at the local level, like, seriously, like, working as a community, unifying ourselves, and really just implementing change, the right change, not just like, okay, we're going to do one thing and, okay, we're going to follow up a little bit later or whatever. No, we need to follow through with everything that we're doing, and we need to be proactive. Because they had 8 years to plan this out, and it clearly worked out for them. Mm-hmm. We got 4. Let's try to get this. You got to put this work in. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Quick.
I think it's the thing of, like, making sure you, like, educate each other about different things that goes on in the black community. When it concerns the fact about youth and the fact that the media paints youth as being those who are savages or those who are doing the wrong things in the community. And that goes actually back to, like, back in the day. And so it's basically more important in making sure that you know that youth are out here doing things in terms of activism. And it's important to know why certain situations of lower income communities have different things and the different ways that they're going through what they're going through, because that's the only thing they can do sometimes.
I think that, like, also, I saw a tweet last night. Bernie Sanders tweeted something out last night. He basically just said pretty much like what you all just said. Like, he specifically said, like, you know, it's time for us to now not, you know, get over the fact that he is going to be our, you know, future president, but it's now the time to put, you know, join these organizations and put the pressure on his, like, administrative staff, because he said that if it was the case, if Trump was to either break any types of bonds with people of color, you know, the LGBT community, like, it would be, like, his worst nightmare for, like, the next 4 years, because it's, like, you already have so many people on edge. And like what everybody said, he's not even in office yet, and people are already on edge. So it's like, it takes one time. Like, I saw like a Hillary commercial, one time. It just takes one time. And everybody, like, it's going to get bad. That's the only thing. It's just going to get bad. So
they already petitioned this man. I didn't stop on 4 petitions.
Yep. I saw that too.
Man out of office.
Yeah. I like what you were saying at that sitting yesterday about, like, being scared but not living in fear. Like, being afraid, because of course this is scary, like, this is real, but, like, living in fear is not going to get us anywhere. It's, like, exactly. Really hindering. And I was like, I really like that you said that. Like, I needed to hear that.
Because living in fear, like,
stagnates
you. Like,
literally.
Because you don't want to do anything.
It immobilizes you.
Yeah.
You're really deciding with the oppressor, ultimately.
Because that's neutral. And you being neutral doesn't do anything. Right. So you have to, like, we have to get involved. We have to do something. We have to keep spreading awareness. But, like, spreading awareness only goes so far. So we have to, like, actually get out there and do things ourselves. Like, you know, we actually have to, like,
we don't do it.
That's facts.
If we don't do it, who's
going to
do it?
That's really facts, for real. So my question would become, so what is Black Student Union, and what is you all's role in that?
Okay. Well, I guess, so again, with the spreading awareness, that's like what we do mostly, is like get people aware and get people more conscious of things that are going on. But aside from that, we try to, like, get out and do things, you know, like actually, like, try and put forth the change. And I guess one of the first things that we can change is, like, people's mindset on things. So kind of, like, alerting people on the things that are going, people that are ignorant to certain situations, we have to, like, bring light to them and let them know, like, this is, like, these things are happening within our communities, and it can spread further if we don't, like, stop it within our own communities, if that makes sense. You know, like, we have to fix it at home first before we can try to fix it anywhere else, because if here is still a problem, then, like, clearly it's still going to be a problem everywhere else.
I think for me, it's like showcasing that you can be Black, and you can be Black in this, in terms of, like, what your identity was before you went to BG, because of it being a predominantly white institution, you might feel like you have to change it up, but knowing that you can embrace who you are internally and externally, and, like, knowing that you can share your voice, like, making sure that you know, like, yeah, like, your voice matters and your opinion matters.
You know, also embracing the embracing the Black culture. You know, a lot of things are viewed negatively in the Black culture when it's actually just something that we are, that's our culture, that's our social norm within our culture. So embracing our Blackness and making sure that we are not attacking each other within our race and within our culture. So, like, I told this one girl, she was like, about being ghetto. Like, somebody called her ghetto, and I was like, what's wrong with being ghetto, you know? That's a carefree Black person who don't give a fuck. Like, you know, they don't care what they think about people. People don't think about them like, people view them in such a negative way, but, like, they just chilling, doing whatever they want to do, and they bringing attention to themselves because that's what they want to do. They want to do, I guess, outside of the norm or the societal norm that we have. They just do that shit just because. So, yes, I sure am going to support Kiki with the red hair and the pink tracks and the long nails and stuff like that, because, you know what, if she feel comfortable with herself, she's comfortable. And that's how I want, and going back to what you're saying, I really want people to know, like, be comfortable with who you are, and don't let these stereotypes and let people tell you, like, oh, that's ghetto, that's bad, that's not the correct way to do things, that's not the polite way, that's not classy. I don't care about your class, I don't care about being classy. If shit, if I feel comfortable, then I'm good, you know?
To touch on the comfort thing, like, I love BSU because it's literally a safe space for us, mm-hmm. like for Black people. Is and I like I can't stress that enough. Like I'm not comfortable like anywhere. I'm not safe. I don't feel comfortable in class. I'm the darkest person in my journalism class, and that's my major. Like I have to grind in there, and like I'm not comfortable in my dorm. I'm not comfortable going to like walking to the bathroom. I'm not comfortable like literally. So BSU like being around people who make me feel safe, mm-hmm. and like seeing people in my org and like people who like just love like the culture and Black people just like. Brings comfort and like I be needing that, so the comfort is necessary. So.
Definitely, I can agree with that because I remember when I first got here, I had no safe space in this bitch. Like I was mad uncomfortable no matter where I went. Like I would be in certain meetings, I'd just be like, I'd be in class, like nobody gets the joke I said, or you know, or nobody's understanding where I'm coming from. You know, everybody just like looks at me odd. You know, so I went to BSU. I want to say, you know, Leslie, Greg, and Kevin. And, you know, Celeste really looked out for me. Like, and it was so cool because I didn't have, like, people who I could go to. Because it's a totally new state. Like, everybody know I'm from Detroit, you know? Like, you know I'm from... I live, like, two blocks up from Josh. No bullshit. Like, you know, so it's... Like, for real, when I came here, I just felt... I started to feel comfortable. And BSU was that safe space that, like... That place I'd be like, okay, my family is here. Like, it's people I feel comfortable, like, coming to when I have a situation. Like, when I was trying to transition through things here, you know, I would talk to Leslie, I would talk to Kevin, I would talk to Greg sometimes, you know. I just needed a place where I felt comfortable and I felt safe. And BSU gave me that. And, like, it really taught me to love myself. Because, like, during the process of me loving myself, like, BSU pushed it, like, further. It was like, why don't you take this class? Or why don't you look at this? Or why don't you look at that? And so I was like, oh, shit, this means I'm pretty fucking cool because, you know, my people can do this. Or I see, like, all these people rising and becoming stars. So I think BSU is, like, so fucking important in our community here on campus, bro. That's why I fucking ride for BSU. That's why I'm gonna wear this shirt. And so my question becomes, like, why are safe spaces so important? And what is it for people who don't know?
So safe spaces are basically places where you can identify with, that you feel comfortable to use your voice, and your voice is valued, and your presence is valued, ultimately. It's hard to come across safe spaces on campus because initially they're dominated by, well, that sounds about white. they're typically dominated by our,
The majority.
And we don't really see ourselves. It's a lack of representation in campuses and especially in spaces because 9 times out of 10, our community is within the Harshman Kreischer area, and typically, like, nobody goes out into venture to that area because we're all spread out. So, I think it's really hard for us as Black people to find spaces to identify with because typically they don't make any spaces for us on campus, and that's a administrative thing or a school type of thing where they don't have enough areas for us. Like, the multicultural lounge, for example,
right?
That was removed. That's the space where I could identify with because I saw like artwork and I saw the different quotes that were like put around in that area. Now I can't see it because it's under construction until fall 2018 or something like that, you know. So definitely, safe spaces have that representation. They have that art. They have those resources, and they have people who are there to help you. And that's not really here.
I know from my personal experiences, not having that safe space, it was like I was uncomfortable. So like I would like go to class, go to meetings and stuff, and people would be looking at me like, because I would stand out like I'm Black, so like I literally look like a raisin in a bowl of rice. So I stand out, and like it was like at first I was embarrassed, like wow, people are really looking at me, like, and you know, touching my hair, like wow, I touched your hair like this, like you look so cute, like a like. You know, just touching on me, and it was uncomfortable, and it really took a toll on me mentally, and I'm like, wow, like, I don't even know, like, what's going on, like, Mr. Krabs meme, and like, I found BSU, and, like, I literally feel so comfortable with, like, who I am in my own skin, and it's just, like, so important, like, literally, the safe spaces are necessary, so.
I think we need safe spaces to hear, like, testimonies like Jill's, and, like, yours, like, literally to hear that people found a place where they can go and feel comfortable and be able to, like, voice their opinions and voice their thoughts on, like, how they feel about certain situations, or literally just a place to go and, like, have fun so they can stop being, like, uncomfortable and weird and not themselves. Like, it gives people a place to, it's like home. It's literally, like, a home away from your home. Like, you go, like, I love going to BSU meetings because I see all these people I can see, like, every Thursday, and everybody just, like, geek to be there, like, what are we talking about today? Like, nice, like, yes, family, like, so I think that we just need to keep these safe spaces going or just, like, just keep them elevated just so people can keep feeling, like, these comfortable feelings.
I think for my freshman year, living in Centennial Hall, where overwhelmingly, you know, why?
Sounds like white.
That's what we're gonna call this session.
Sounds about white. I'm down with it.
Sounds just about white.
With BSU.
It's just overwhelmingly white tea, you know, and it's just too much. It was too much for me. And going to BSU, it was just that time to be like, no more questions. Right. We all know each other and where we come from mostly. So it was okay and we had our fun times, right? And people like, why your hair like this? It feels like a rug. Like, get off of me. Don't touch me.
Like a rug?
Don't even try me.
Those spaces, they're important because, like, it helps you create relationships with people. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives you, like, you know how when you see another black person on campus, hey, but like literally, I didn't like. Sometimes I would like try to speak to it. I do majority and like, it's like being nice and
they'll put their head
literally will like not look at, like, not acknowledge my presence.
It's kind of
so,
like, why are you avoiding me?
Like, hello, yeah, I'm here. So like, hey, family, like people who speak to me, like that's important to me. So.
Yeah, always feel so warm in BSU, dog. Like, my house feels so warm. I don't know if it was because of the bag before, but... but
woo! You got it.
Yeah. But, nah, I don't got the heat on. I got to put some plastic on my windows. It's kind of chilly. And I ain't trying to turn the heat on till it's like...
Till I have to, right?
Turn it on. Open the oven door. I've been on some peak blackness this week, y'all. I don't think you understand. Last week when I came to Rosati's class with a bowl of collard greens and cornbread.
Yes. This dude, yeah. He really came into class with a whole thing of, what was it, cornbread, collard greens? I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, bruh. Like,
yeah, bro. I be eating for real.
Okay. You got the milk to put your cornbread
in? I literally came to work at 8:15, taking down my twist out. Like, I took my twist out down while I was at work. Like, perfectly fine.
Yeah,
it's for the hashtag for the culture.
I just love the culture.
Man, it's for the culture.
Like, once you embrace it, like, it's amazing.
And nobody can say anything. Like, people just be looking at it like, I was like,
like,
fresher than you.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh my god.
I wanna be late. I gotta take my hair down.
What's the best thing about being black to y'all?
It's too much.
Hey, it's a lot. It's a lot.
One of my favorite things is that how, like, you can literally have not grown up with people, but, like, you all still kind of had the same experience with stuff. So, like, say, like, you open the fridge and you see, like, this big container of butter, but we all know that if you open it, it could be spaghetti. It could be your mama. And, like, I just love that's, like, an everybody thing. Or, like, if your mama call you, she tell you to take chicken out the freezer.
Oh,
like, I got you. And you don't take it out until you hear it pull up in the driveway. That's like
you hear them breaks.
Like, I just love that, like, we all have the same experiences, even though, like, we didn't, like, you know.
I like the diversity. Like, we're all black, but, like, different shades and shapes. It's just, like, it's just beautiful. And black hair, too. Like, I don't know what I'd be doing with my hair, but I like it, so.
I definitely like the... how we talk or, like, how we address stuff. Like, we're not, like, always talking around the issue or anything like that. We kind of keep it serious. Like, for example, prime iconic example is Rick James at the BET Awards. Like, I Rick James, bitch. I'm like, literally, stuff like that. Like, how we're so unapologetic and we mean shit. Like, we about to cut up or we got to check somebody real quick. Like, Nicki checking Miley Cyrus. Like, we don't have to. We don't play that. Like, we keep it so 100. Like, it's like, that's the real thing. Like, I really like that. I like how we keep it 100 all the time. Like, no, unapologetically, I don't care. Shoot, 21 Savage walking around with, was it 25 G's? In
his hand? It said 250, but it's not 250. That's not possible. You can't hold 250 G's.
I said, that's what I said, 25.
I'm about to say, he got to have Shaq arms or something like that.
Just doing stuff like that. What's his name? Marcus Houston wearing his clear suit. Like, literally, like, we do some stuff that's so, like, what the, like, what are you doing? Like, I know why people like, are you serious right now? Like, Brianna, you really walking out the house with a robe on and a shirt and a do-rag on and some knee highs and everything?
Like 2 months from now, we'll see them doing it.
Right, exactly.
That's gonna be so great. Like, that's what I hate.
Not even 2 months. It's gonna be like a couple years from now. Because remember, Marc Jacobs just started doing customizable shirts. Mm-hmm. But those are like airbrush t-shirts.
Hold on.
I definitely was rocking that.
Every Saturday.
I used to do that.
That Tasmanian devil shirt.
Right. Ah, the plumbing music.
I was on the Taz basketball team.
Savage Life. The three letter gangs.
I think we're put, like, it's hilarious. And the thing is, like, there's this misconception of everything we do is ghetto and everything we do is some, like, you know, ignorant or savage thing. But when it comes to fashion, when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to the way we speak, it all comes all the way back to our history. It always comes back to Africa. And even names, like, people want to always, you know, go on names like Tasha, Shaniqua,
Shawanda.
Shawanda.
I was thinking the same thing.
All those names.
Tisha. Shawanda.
I was thinking the same thing.
All those names come
from the front. From the back.
They come from Africa. Like, all those names come from Africa. And it's like, people don't even know that. Like, right. Even when a new female artist comes out, they always want to deride her name or somebody's name. And it's like, y'all, like, this name was from Africa, y'all. Just deal with it.
Nice. I think, like, I have a sweatshirt. It says, everybody wants to be black until it's time to be black. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think that with that shirt, like, that I usually wear time to time, like, you know, we're, like, black people, we still just, like, dynamic in every aspect. But then, you know, when it comes down to the political side, that's when everybody's like, nope. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be culture vultures, but, like, when you know, shit hits the fan, you know, we'll let y'all have that one. I'm
right.
Like,
that's all you. You know.
Yeah. They okay with us being entertainers, but they ain't okay with us with political power.
Right.
Okay.
Twist that again.
It just makes me think, like, I wish they loved us as much as they love our culture.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, you care about, like, how I wear my hair and how I dress and how I speak, but, like, if it's time to, like,
come,
you know, say my name, you're gonna be like, you're not even for all that, so.
Right.
Which don't make sense. Like, you can really take my stuff. Like, that white girl really dressed up as a Man of America Sapphire and, like, thought it was okay for Halloween. Sure. Like, that really, like, I'm not even Greek. Like, I know that that's disrespectful. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know that that's disrespectful. Like, and the fact that she thought it was okay to wear for a costume, like, and I asked a white person, I'm like, so what made you, like, what made her
sounds
think?
About white.
I'm like, what made her think it was okay? She said she just wanted to do it. I said, well, what made her think she could do that? Because it's not a costume. Like, literally, that's a part of our culture. That's a very important part of our culture that she just disrespected. Like, it's not okay. Like,
how do y'all feel, like, when black people immediately jump to the defense of white people no matter what they do? Like, the black people who just jump, like, got you, whitey. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do something wrong and they're the first person to defend them or the first person to make an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, are they the first one to blame it on us?
Right.
Wait, like, can I answer that one?
Come on, Zulu.
Like, I kind of see it here at BG. Like, sometimes I always wonder that because, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like those types of African-American people, I would say, like, I feel like they haven't, like, yet to experience, like, the full, like, blackness. But you see it on campus all the time. I just feel like they don't want to get outside their comfort zone and actually, like, experience, like, the full nine of it. So I'm like, I think that it's almost like they're trapped inside of a box, but they can easily get outside that box. Because it's really, like, no excuse on, like, actually, like, expanding that.
Exactly. And it's all knowledge. It's like, you need to be educated on those type of issues. on your culture and understanding like why we are on tip about everything, because it actually has occurred where we were mocked at one point in history. And I literally just watched a movie, and I want people to watch. It's called Ethnic Notions. Mm. Like that tells you the real like on everything, like with beauty, film, music. Like we are creative as fuck. We're creative geniuses. Everything. We're righteous creative people. Righteous creative people, as Erykah Badu coined us. And literally, people will snatch that from us and mock us and make it seem like it's a joke. Mm-hmm. And that's like pure art in itself. But then if we do mock somebody else's art, you know, when they glue some shoes together or something, then we are the ones that's looking bad.
Sounds about white.
Had me tripping. Kim Kardashian's cornrows. I'm like...
Her box of braids.
I was wearing them before Kim Kardashian was, like, and that's just me, like, literally slaves, like, wore them because, like, that's how they wore their hair. And, like, for you to just, like, take it and call it that, like, that's not yours.
Right.
Like,
they coined that as boxer braids, but then they call it, when they see us, where all my life I had to fight.
What?
Excuse you. I'll punch you in your mouth, dog. I wish somebody would say that, dog.
No, literally, I got a DM from somebody. It was like, you looking like all your life you had to fight. And I'm like, well, that is the reality of things right now.
You too. I am currently fighting. But where are you?
Right.
Where are you? Are you in the fight?
Nah, line, headline. We got new hair tattoos, y'all, when we've been doing this for like 50 years, though. Like, boy.
Hold on.
Shut the fuck up. Like, the majority really just, like, they interest me. Like, and it's, like, the confusion is so genuine. Like, they really don't understand. Like, last year, coming to BG was, like, my first time ever experiencing, like, being around a whole bunch of white people. So, I never had to, like, have to understand, like, the culture and, like, being black, because I was around black people, so, like, it was family, it was love, but, like, this one boy told me, like, we were in GSW, he's like, yeah, you're really smart for a black girl.
He still go here?
No, I mean, I let it go, but I literally went and asked her, like, what do you mean by that? And she explained to me, I'm like, wow, that's kind of mean. Like, I'm a good one, I'm one of the smart ones. Like, you don't even know me, but you love... You really love my culture. You want to touch in my hair. You want to like love how I dress, but you don't respect me as a black person, as a woman, like as a human being. And that's just like, that's people, like people who live in this country, people who I like live down the hall with, people who I go to class with, people who do not care about me, like in the
I think that the black people that like cape for the white people that like make those kind of comments and things subconsciously believe that they'll cape for them too. So, like, I don't think they understand that that's not how it goes, you know? So, like, they'll say, like, oh, it's okay. They just don't understand it. They just don't know. It's not a big deal. Like, it's okay that they can, like, basically excuse, like, microaggressions or not even microaggressions, like, actual, like, blatant acts of racism. I think that they'll, like, defend them and, like, speak for them because they think that, like, they'll do the same thing for them.
The token black
friend. Yes. The token black friend. That's kind of what they think. Like, they think it's hard. Mm-hmm.
That's something I don't want
to do. I haven't been the token black friend, and, like, looking back at it, I'm like, girl.
When we know better, we do better.
But I also feel like, I mean, like, those types of, like, black people that kind of, like, don't really, like, step outside, like, their actual comfort zone. Like, I feel like, in my mind, I feel like they're trying to fit in with the white culture or just, like, mainstream culture. But I feel like a lot of them, like, it just takes one time. It's like, the white person can call you a nigga, but then it's like, what are you going to do when that happens? Because, like, you've been around them for so long, and it's like, oh, well, you guys get to say it, so why can't I? And then it's like, you have, like, a whole bunch of question marks over his head. Like, what should I do? Because I'm like, you know, I've been around, you know, whiteness for so long. I just don't know how to actually, like, deal with someone actually, like, calling me outside my name or, like, even just saying boy.
Doing what you're like.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, like, boy goes back. I feel like that's even worse than the N-word. Because it's like, you're already, like, demeaning, like, you're basically just saying, like, I'm childlike. And you're, like, an adult, you know. So that's what I kind of think about it. I'm like, I don't know how, like, they would actually, like, react to, like, somebody actually calling them outside their name. But, you know.
What do you mean?
I think, like,
there's a whole special that's going to be made about that. The whole city's gonna shut down because they got caught up their name.
Sounds about white.
Sounds
about
white.
Those black people don't understand. That's like a bullying case. That's the first thing people notice about you. Like, they don't care. Like, you could be a 4.0 student, scholar, in all these organizations. The first thing people see about you is the fact that you're black. And that changes how people view you, what they think about you, like, literally the stereotypes they put on you. And, like, people don't understand that. Like, you can be really cool. You can go to Tiki with them. You can live with Centennial. Like, you can chill with them. But, like,
all in all, you're still black.
You're still black, and they're still white. So, y'all literally living two different experiences right now, and you don't even know it.
And even if they're the type of friend or person who's going to say, like, oh, I don't even see you as black, that's not
good. That's not good. Because I'm black.
Is that not worth recognizing?
They did a special on that. That's actually when Lemonade had just dropped. And she's like, you're not black. You're like mocha, like caramel frat. You know? Like, what?
I'm not racist. I flatline.
I'm blind. You know?
I don't
see color.
See color.
Why don't you?
They do that to, like, make themselves feel more comfortable. And I feel like if you have to ignore my race to feel comfortable, then that's racist. Don't do that. I'm black. It's cool. Like, it's okay.
Right.
Like, you can address that.
I can say that you're right.
My mocha friend here.
I don't see color, but I accuse black people of being here because of their race. Okay, you know.
Exactly. Stuff like that.
I don't see color, so I don't believe that affirmative action should happen. I'll be like,
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we got here to do affirmative action. I don't see color.
People don't know what is the difference between equity and equality is, and they just need to know about that.
So,
you know?
Well, tell us.
So equity is a thing where it gives fairness to people in terms of, like, let's look at education systems, for instance. And equality means, okay, we're going to take, you know, the funds from your area and put it into your area schools. What happens is, in the city schools, look like devastating in terms of, but then like the super, you know, rich schools in the suburbs look, you know, great. Equity would happen where more resources will be given to the inner city schools, so that way everybody will be on the playing field.
We all get that executive level of education rather than being based off a class, because that's a big thing that in the education system, and me, you know, going from the education major, that's a very serious thing where I learned that there's a such thing as an executive education. And when I read the description, I was just thinking about how Richie Rich was in class, and you know how like they had like their own desk and it was like professional, like they was like basically like the presidents of their own classroom and stuff like that. And I'm like, dang, y'all really have this like executive level education that everyone else can't access, and that means that we can't get into the Ivy League colleges or any schools that we want to get into. Right. They can get into it off of like a transitional thing, not even have to pay. Mm. Like, you telling me I don't have to fill out an application for that? Because some schools, you don't even have to fill out an application. They like, we got a transition program. You finish your school, we about to go take you to college. You good. Us, we got to fight for it. You on a wait?
$50 application fee. Mm-hmm.
I hate when people say like, all you have to do is work hard and you can be successful. Like if you just work hard,
that's a Republican theory.
That's a Republican.
Like, you know,
we have.
I saw The Rock say that on Instagram, and I was like,
I have two different. Like, we have to go on two paths. I got a duck and dodge, like Nook if you bug, like chop and screw. My whole path is like just harder than yours because I'm
like, I know one story that really made me mad was this situation where this one student got into a higher like resource school in one city, and the dad got mad because I guess the child that got in was black, but his child, which was white, couldn't get into the school. But that child could have went to other equally as great schools around the city. And then he sued for it, and then left to move to another city after that.
Sounds about white.
So why can't I have it too?
I'm going to sue you.
Right.
Yes, like, I'm telling. Okay, Emily. Jeez.
Here you go. Full ride scholarship. Gosh.
I was like, damn it. Damn it.
Why can't I get one for being white? Why?
Hey, y'all. I'm saying, so when I was making the transition to really, like, love my blackness, and I was actually fighting, I want to say my sophomore year, I was, you know, fighting with the whatever situation I had at that point in time.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And so my roommate, I often felt like he was, you know, not with me because, you know, I wouldn't hear him, like, stick up for me, you know, because they was, like, people was talking behind my back. Like, one girl was, like, people was telling you, saying that you're not going to be this, you're not going to be that, you're not smart, you're not this, you're not that. And I was sitting there, I was like, damn, ain't nobody said that shit. You remember Pablo, you know, ain't nobody said that shit to my face. And so, like, I was thinking, was like, man, my man's being there with them all the time, hang out with them all the time. Do they just not say it around him? Or do they just, you know, or does he just don't, you know, say it to me for some reason? And that kind of made me, like, really uncomfortable in my living situation. Because I was like, damn, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, my people. Like, who, you know, can I trust you? And it just made me, like, really uncomfortable. So what I decided to do was, like, you know what? I'm going to just educate and I'm going to just start showing love. And so that's what I started to do. Like, I started to have, like, more open conversations in certain areas, even when people hated exactly what I was saying, but I was showing love still. Like, I was showing love to my roommate because, you know, I love him because, you know, you're my brother and I love you and I'm supposed to love you. So I say that to say this, like, do you guys ever see, like, somebody change their mind about their blackness when they see you loving your blackness? Have you had that situation happen to you?
That's a good question.
Because it happened to him, you know, before he left, he told me, like, he was happy to be my roommate. You know, he learned so much about himself and things like that. And I was like, damn, bro, I didn't even think, you know, I was like, shit, nigga, my heart was.
I think I had a couple brother, of situations you, like bro. That. I know that, I don't know what year it was, probably, like, sophomore year, somewhere around there, like, I mean, because, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, I say black is beautiful every day. It's my daily tweet.
Savage.
So, but I think that, like, a lot of people, I would just say, like, a lot of people on campus in general, like, you know, they always just say, like, you're just very, like, positive all the time. Like, my Instagram posts, you know, everything that I usually just, like, post on my social media, it's like, you know, because you know how people are on social media. They turn into another person. But it's like, you know, I try to keep it 100 with, you know, all my followers. So I'm like, you know, I had a lot of people on the campus area just be like, yeah, you're just so positive, this, that. So I'm like, you know, I think that as long as you kind of, like, spread that wealth of, like, positivity and, like, your blackness and just, like, accepting, like, your blackness for what it is, I think that people, you know, scroll up and down your timeline, you'll see it. And it's like, yeah, you'll see that guy on campus that or that female on campus be like, yeah, like, they're just so, like, positive and just, like, feel, like, you know, so, like, genuine about their blackness. It's like, wow, like, because some of them probably never experienced that. And it's like, sometimes, like, I just get a joy out of it because it's like, you would think that, well, it almost seems like you're secretly, like, changing, like, someone's life. Like, somebody's, like, looking up to you, but you just don't know. Mm.
Like, right now, I think I'm at that stage where I'm, like, learning about my blackness. Like, it's really interesting. Like, I'm learning, like, to be carefree. Like, I have to, like, because living and caring about every single thing in this world is going to kill me. I'm learning, like, to be more inclusive. And, like, you have every single song, like, that I just...
Okay, like, I swear, I need your laptop.
All the music. I need, like, our music. And, like, this one has taught me every single, like, literally everything I need to know. And, like, it's just, like, really cool to, like, learn and, like, learn what it truly means to be black and embrace it. Like, last year, it was awful. Like, I did the big chop, and, like, you were talking about that, like, when you do the big chop, like, embrace it. Like, I didn't embrace it, and I was mad. Like, I got some braids, because I just, like, didn't want to wear it, but, like, I got some, like, probably, like, 2 months ago, and I, like, hated it. I'm like, dang, I miss my hair. Like,
but your hair looks so pretty.
Thank you. Wow. I'm like, dang, I miss my hair. Dang, I miss my hair. And she was like, bro, take those braids off. Like, you don't like them. And I just, like, wanted to, I don't know why I wanted to hide it, like, so I'm, like, learning to, like, embrace that, because it's literally who I am, like, so, I don't know, it's different, though, because I've never done this before.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm I'm gonna tell, because I've never said this in BSU exec board, so this is an exclusive, like
exclusive.
And I never told anybody this, especially you, Zulu. This is about you, actually. First year, and when I came here, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I literally prayed, I hope somebody, like, a woke black person just is around this campus, because it's too much. Like, I could not identify with anything. And I literally went to a BSU meeting, and I saw Kalen with the fro. Kalen with the fro, and I'm like, and then Zulu walked in and was like, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? He had all and if y'all don't know Zulu, Zulu had the, like, necklaces on, and he had
medallions,
he had the African song, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is real.
Coming
like,
in smelling like shea butter, boy.
Came in there, and like, literally,
hotel, hold on.
Both of them, they was just like spitting that knowledge, spitting that real, and I'm just like, I gotta get like this. So like, I appreciate Zulu. His presence on campus has really, like, man, you are a staple in the black community, for real.
For real, bro. Zulu is bread and butter, bro. I don't know how this campus is here without Zulu, bro. I don't think it was.
I don't know if you remember our freshman year. Remember we went to that BSU event? I was like, I asked like Greg and Kevin, and I was like, so y'all selling medallions? And everybody in the room was just like laughing. I'm like, bro, I was so serious.
He was so serious.
I was so serious.
He was so serious, bro. Not lying, bro. Zulu is at almost every black thing you can think of, bro. I'd be so mad that I can't come to like BSU meetings and shit, because I'd be at work. I'd be wanting to be like, fuck this. My politics say I'm going to BSU, bitch. And then I'm like, ooh, how many hours I got? How many hours I got? When I get paid? When is this Wi-Fi bill due? Okay. But yeah,
I don't know. My favorite moment from freshman year was Zulu spreading some knowledge at BSU. Then all of a sudden, people started laughing, trying to go on him. And then Chris was like, y'all know y'all need to just really check yourselves, because Zulu be on social media giving all this knowledge, and everybody just sat there like,
he spits so much knowledge.
Yeah, bro, I catch a body from Zulu.
Excellent. You get those vibes from Zulu for real, like... Man,
you my guy, bro.
For real, saying,
bro. It's been like that since
freshman year, bro. I was saying one time, like, bro, me and you are two sides of a similar black coin, bro. It was like when you think about it, because we both love music and shit. The difference is, I say nigga, and I'm a lot more vulgar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you want to hear more about this, please stop by Rosati's class.
Man, I be in there eating. I be talking big shit. I be cussing like a motherfucker. I say motherfucker so much time in class, you would not believe it.
I don't know. For me, also, it's like, this man has affected me since that, I have, like,
that voice. Since
I've known this man since I was, like, 5 years old.
Bro, went to the same little ones, bro. Touch group? Crazy. Had the chick.
Like, always, we just always just sit here looking at people like, y'all know y'all could really do this, this, and that, right? Like, just being honest as hell, like, because this is my man. I just be like, bro. You feel this way? You be like, yeah, too. We both act up at the same time.
Bro, you've been my bro for so long, bro. It's so wild. It's so crazy, like, you know, into, like, college. This shit is crazy how much history you start having with people. And then you start to realize how much impact you have on people's lives, you know what I'm saying? And so... like, how much impact has being black had on the lives of other people? Like, for example, how can I describe it? Like, you affecting someone with your blackness, not in the sense when I was talking about changing someone's mind, but making someone feel more affirm in themselves. Like, when we had this discussion just now, this is all, like, examples of making one another feel more affirm in our blackness, more affirm in our brotherhood and our sisterhood. Like, you know, as if you had that somebody come to you and be like, you know, because you said this or because you did this, I feel firmer in my blackness and I love myself a little more.
I got one. I'm going to shout out my man CJ in Columbus. He graduated from BG in 2014. Shout out to CJ. Like, he was like one of those people that kind of got me on that wave. Like, I mean, I was like, before I came to college, I was like slightly woke, but... I know that he was, like, the former president of the Black Intellects Group before the RICO took over. And I'm like, you know, I think that with me, like, my freshman year, I was, like, around, like, more of, like, the older, like, black population on BG's campus. So I'm like, I got that, you know, that retrospect of, like, how you know, how they went about their way and, like, their business. So I'm like, you know, have to, it was a lot of people that kind of played, like, a role into, like, how to, you know, mold my thinking over the past, like, well, ever since I got to college to be in general. But I think that with me, like, personally, like, since I already have, like, older siblings and, like, a lot of, like, people in my family are, like, kind of, like, older, like, that wisdom and knowledge that I had, I would say, like, I just kind of carried it. And I just saw, like, a lot of people that were on BG's campus that graduated, like, you know, Roscoe. Like, people, yeah, like, people don't even,
shout
like,
out to Roscoe.
Yeah, shout out to Roscoe, though. Like, people, like, outside the music aspect, like, Roscoe is, like, a very, like, very, like, deep thinker. And people, I don't think people, like, really know that. So I'm like, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. like, for me in general, like, I just had, like, I was always around, like, older, like, people. People that were older than me just to get that, like, perspective. Because I'm like, you know, they kind of seen, like, the tricks and trades of being at a PWI. And I'm like, all right, I know what I need to do in order to, you know, succeed and also graduate. And also try to touch other people that are, like, behind me, too. So,
I can say I had an experience very similar to that. So the person who really got me into, like, really understanding who I was my cousin Audrey. And so she would always tell me to read. And it was always, like, referring back to Africa, referring back to Africa. And I referred back to Africa my whole entire life. You know, once I got here, I started to realize something. Like, that ferocity, that strength, like, scared people away from me. And I felt like it was too bright for some people at some point in time. Because, like, I remember my English teacher in high school, shout out to Ms. Johnson, Dr. Johnson, she wrote in my yearbook, was like, you're very intelligent and, you know, charismatic black man. Was like, people will be afraid of that when you get older. And so I didn't know what she was, I kind of knew what she was talking about, but I was like, you know, everybody says it, but I haven't experienced it. So I couldn't really, like, understand how deep that shit was. So, like, when I came here, it was like people were, like, treating me, like, weird. Like, and it's not because I can speak well. Because they'll tell you, you speak so well, you know. You speak so well. Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect blah, 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 you know. And, or if you're smart, they was like, wow, you're so smart. I was like, well, I mean, I'm in college, goddammit. Like, am I not supposed to be smart? Like, I was like, nigga, I crawl my way out of DPS, bitch. Don't try me. Like, you know.
No, for real.
Like, and so... And people are really starting to be afraid because I stood for my blackness. And I think that was the scary part, was that, like, I was so other that it made people treat me like a other, even though I didn't feel that way. I thought that was just me because that's all I've been around. So have you had those situations when you feel as if somebody of the majority, well, fuck it, a white person has, you know, felt that way about you, that they weren't afraid of these other attributes, but your blackness was the most ferocious?
Oh yeah, this is like everything every day for me as an inclusive early childhood education major. I'm the only black guy in my class. I'm literally the only black guy in my class, black person to be exact. And just like the comments that I received, like the first few weeks, people were like kind of like distance towards me. They just saw me as, you're always late. I'm like, yeah, sure am. Yeah, I'm always late to class. And then when they started to hear me talk about things like in the school system, I was like, this is all fucked up. I'm like, honestly, like, we're trying to teach young children that race does not exist, that we don't have issues. But then when they get to fifth and sixth grade, that's where the history books open up and they're like, wow, we actually experienced slavery. I'm like, we need to talk about this stuff now. Like, why are we not talking about this now? And I would just get so many comments like, wow, you just know what you're talking about. You're very knowledgeable on this information. Well, yeah, this is going to be my profession. Why would I not be knowledgeable in my profession? Like, if I want to be a teacher, why would I just go in? And I'm like, y'all going in with the moral mindset. And I literally called out my whole classroom one day. And I remember the teacher, she emailed me, like, through Canvas, because she didn't even know how to work this system. She's like, I have to talk to you because you are just, like, so knowledgeable. And I'm so happy that you told your fellow peers, like, they need to broaden their horizons. I was like, you know, y'all are always going into this field thinking that we're here to make arts and crafts. If you wanted to make arts and crafts, work at Joann's Fabric. Like, I'm like, we're not here for that. I'm like, we need to literally educate our youth, and we need to make sure that they're informed of what's going on, and we need to make leaders at the young age. Like, they're taking this information in like soap, like a sponge.
For real.
They taking that information, and we're learning how their brain works. And y'all want to really focus on the arts and crafts part, and that you get breaks? I'm like, ain't no break. I'm working summer school, winter school, fall school, whatever I got to work. You don't need to be taking breaks. And don't take this job as an opportunity for you to get a break. Because if you want to have a break, you might as well just, I don't know, be somebody housewife.
You need a Kit Kat bar. You need a Kit Kat bar.
Like, seriously, like, you don't need to do that, so.
House husbands 2K16.
Yeah.
House
husbands
2K16. I feel that, though. Like, I'm not the only black person in my class. It's me and another black girl, but I'm the darkest person in my room. Mm. Like, that, I learned a lot about that this year. Like, when I walk into the room, my presence is noticed. When I'm not there, my presence is also not noticed. So, like, literally, I don't know, like, it was weird at first. Like, they were, like, looking at me funny, and then when I spoke, they couldn't believe I knew what I was talking about. Sure. I said, well, I have worked at the Free Press. I've been in journalism for, like, 5 years. You know, I'm not to toot my own horn, but this is what I'm going to do in my life, so I know what I'm doing, like, literally. And they, like, talk about their grades, like, okay, at 87, blah, 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 what you get? 95, like, I know what I'm doing, and, like, literally, I hate, like, bragging, but, like, you're not about to, you know, like, I know what I'm doing, like, this is, don't disrespect me.
Ain't nothing wrong with bragging. You're celebrating your successes.
Yeah, you
Jay-Z told us to celebrate our successes, I'm always popping bottles. What I gotta do, because, I mean, seriously, what's wrong with that?
One situation that impacted me back when I was a math education major was one math education class I had. And I went in late multiple times, and it happened. But it was a situation where we had, like, a group discussion on, like, a video and how, like, the classroom was going. And I was saying some stuff that was relevant, and nobody was listening to me at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to prove a point at the end, and then when, teacher was like, what did y'all talk about? I shoot my hand up real quick and I said, we talked about this, this, and that. And everybody just looked at me in the group and was like, and then he just said, I actually agree with everything you said. So after all that, people was actually checking for my opinion because I actually put it out there, you know, and just basically checked them.
Isn't it feel like sometimes you're nobody, but you're something? Like you said, like, your presence is noticed, but when you leave, your presence, you said your presence isn't, or your presence?
It's like, either way it goes, you're going to notice me. Like, you know when I'm there, and you know when I'm not there. Because when I walk in, where was you at? Like, because I'm the darkest person in the room. So, like, exactly. If I'm not there, where that black girl at? Like, exactly. When I am there, where that black girl? Like, either way it goes.
It's like you're something negative at this, you know, negative, but you're also a source of curiosity for them.
Mm-hmm. I think what's funny.
What are you like? Because I can tell they're really curious about what we're like, because I'm not, like, literally, I feel it's very strange, because I can, like, feel them looking at me sometimes, like, I'm talking to us, and they'll just be like, and I can still feel them, like, and at first, it was like, what the fuck, like, stop looking at me, like, the teacher is talking now, like, stop looking at me, but I was just like, hey, sis, like, hey, what are you, like, I'm here, so, like, hey, like, what are you looking at, like, do you want to talk to me, like, I don't bite. I'm here because the same reason why you're here, like, and it blows me. But
I think it's funny is when countless students talk about this all the time, countless black students, Latino students, any person of color, always, it's just like, one day they in the library, and somebody comes up to them like, you wasn't in class today, and you like, who the hell is you, and what class are you in with me, like, who are you with me? Like, oh, I'm in your, Ethnic Studies 10-10 class. I'm like, oh, what's your name? I'm like,
you never introduced yourself to me.
That's how much you, like, that's how much you stick out for real, like, as a person of color in a class. It's just, when you just don't know who the is coming up to.
Anybody. Right. Who are you?
And so my question becomes, what's next for BSU? Any upcoming events? Anything going on?
USG, so that's just to talk about respect within our community. And then Thursday we have a collaboration with SMART.
It's called Keep Your Head Up, so basically four areas of body, mind, soul, and purpose. So come through. It's gonna be lit. We're gonna get it.
And then we're going to have a BSU week coming up very soon.
I might call off work for that.
Yes. We're calling on all the orgs, too, to come help us with this. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a new t-shirt design about to come out.
So yes.
We got to drop that fire.
It's a throwback.
It's a
classic. But thank you all so much for coming. I'm so happy. Y'all know I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I really appreciate y'all. And I can't wait to have y'all back sometime as well, even if y'all doing different orgs. You know, even if y'all just want to come over and chill, you know, y'all know where I stay now. Everybody else who watching this shit, I'm going to say one thing and one thing only. Well, two things. One, I love BSU. Really, really looking at BSU. Can you give them their Twitter?
Oh, yeah, BSU_BGSU. That's all of our, like, social media handles, and we on Snapchat, too.
We got Snapchat, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we about to start that Snapchat up. Like, we're about to start having these conversations via Snap. So, like, be on the lookout for one of us.
I would love to be on Snap for that. I would love to be on Snap
for that. Of course, you already going to be on Snap for that.
True.
We always showing Matt Murray love. Matt Murray... Let me tell y'all about Matt Murray. Let me tell y'all. I wish you had like sound effects. He'd be like, boom. Let me tell y'all about Matt Murray. Matt Murray, he started his own podcast. Alright, he started his own org. He is really making these changes on campus. Like, y'all sleeping on Matt. Like, y'all need to wake up. Matt Murray is that man. He is making the moves. This man is making moves out here, and he is speaking that truth. Like, put some respect on his name. Put some respect on his personality. Put some respect on him.
Put some respect on Matt Murray.
Because if it wasn't on Matt Murray here, we wouldn't be able to talk like this. Right. We'd be able to do this for real. None of this would happen.
This would have all been a conversation in the car.
Matt Murray is using his platforms, and I appreciate that you use your resources and your platforms for real, man. Like, much power to you, because you know what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, because you make a change.
I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for that, dog. Y'all trying to make me cheese in this motherfucker, you know.
Black boy Joy up here. Hashtag, come on now.
And yes, I've been wearing a durag the whole fucking time. I want to let y'all know I'm on peak levels of blackness. I got black eyed peas and cornbread in the fridge. Right. I got Frank hot sauce, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got Kool-Aid. Okay, I'm going to drink Kool-Aid. I drink all water because I look out for my system and shit. Right. You know, being black health is important, but we'll have a conversation about that later. Yeah. But thank y'all so much for coming through. That note, I want to say, fuck Donald Trump.
And all my niggas in the whole island.
This shit is for us. That's my shit. Master P made me cry.
Shout out to the Zulu Nation too. Ooh. And please go listen to that Tribe album as well.
Right. Hey, I'm about to listen to that shit right now. You on point two?
And Common's album too.
Mm. That was fire too.
It's a lot of great albums coming out. Now with Jay Electronica, if you could drop something real quick, a couple singles, mixtape, something, please, or respond to my DM, please. So I'm trying to get him on the show because he follow me, because he live in the D, actually. Like, Jay Electronica been in the D for like 5 years, for real. He been on Bella Island and shit.
Yeah. Okay.
He been chilling and shit. But besides that, nigga, answer my DM. But, we ain't friends on that, so chill out if I see you, bro. All right, that's the end of Match Matt. So next week, we got somebody special coming. I'm going to tell y'all about this later. Follow my Snapchat. Follow my Twitter. I'll have this directly linked to this, so you can click on that. I love y'all. Peace. I love your blackness. Be safe, black people. I love you. We got a fight coming up, baby. Let's do this together. All right?
Black is beautiful.
Okay.
Hey.
This was fabulous. This was long, too.